The Second Amendment empowers all Americans with the right to own and bear arms, but not build arms, at least not without legal permits and licensing required. That latter part apparently escaped the mind of a Hamburg, New Jersey man who was arrested this past week in Franklin Borough, New Jersey, for manufacturing high-powered weapons at the machine shop where he worked. Our first guest today joins us to share the details of this case. He's a sergeant with the Franklin Borough Police Department, Sergeant Nevin Matisich. Good morning, Sergeant. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
And Franklin Borough Police Department, information about Franklin Borough, it's all at franklinborough.org. So there's elements of the story. It's like the phrase, what was he thinking, can be asked at several different points. But as far as blatant crime, does this become a textbook definition as far as your career is concerned?
Well, I mean, he committed a crime, and, you know, it was investigated. Like I said earlier, it was investigated as a firearms complaint, and, you know, this ended up being, you know, pretty serious in nature.
So what charge, what was this individual found doing?
Russell Watt, 38, from Hamburg, was found to be manufacturing all types of firearms, from machine guns, assault rifles, handguns, various types of long guns, and ammunition.
And this is being done at his place of employment, MJS Precision.
Correct.
In relation to police headquarters, as far as location is concerned, where is MJS Precision located?
It's located on Cork Hill Road, in close proximity to the police department.
Again, that's one of those times of, you know, what was he thinking comes into play. Now, what led you to connect with Mr. Watt?
It's difficult to say what anybody's thinking when they're about to commit a crime, and we're still investigating his motive and what his reason is for manufacturing these firearms. Like I said, it's still under investigation. We're going to continue to look into it.
Is there any concern, too, that since this was done at a place of employment, is the business owner being looked at, or is co-workers being looked at as being complicit in his actions?
I'm sorry you broke up.
No, that's okay. Is his employer, or if I understand right, the business is a small business. I think there are like four or five people, including the business owner, at the business. Are any of those under investigation for being in tandem acting with Mr. Watt for doing what he did?
The matter is still under investigation, and we're not prepared to release if anybody else is the names of any other possible suspects.
And when we say powerful weapons, how powerful were these? Because some reports I heard he was actually manufacturing machine guns.
That is correct. He was manufacturing a machine gun, and you know, to answer your question, I mean, as powerful as you can get. I mean, a machine gun is a powerful firearm.
And as we most people know, it's actually illegal for an individual to own that unless you're part of the military, and that's about it. The now, Mr. Watt came to you for a reason, though, didn't he?
One of the contacts that we had with Mr. Watt, and part of the reason why we were speaking to him was in fact he did make application to obtain a firearms identification card.
So basically, he had manufactured the weapons. You didn't know that at the time. Manufactured the weapons, and then asking for a permit after the fact to possess the weapons.
You are breaking up entirely. I can't hear anything you're saying.
Oh, yeah, well, it's probably because the wind is blowing too. I hear the wind in the background. So basically, he had manufactured the weapons, and then later came to you for a permit to own the weapons that he illegally manufactured.
Well, we're still investigating the entire matter. We're not 100% when exactly he's manufactured or how long he's manufactured them, but. You know, he did come to us at a certain point to make application, not to manufacture firearms, not to sell firearms, not to, you know, possess or carry any assault type weapons. It was just a firearms identification card.
Does Mr. Watt have any criminal background, criminal history that's going to add to his adventure once he gets through the court system?
I can't disclose that.
Okay.
If that's something you can obtain from the courts.
Okay. There were some reports too that said he had some drug law violations in the past. And well, at least at this point in time, what's generally speaking, what would he be facing as far as punishment?
That's all stuff that information that you would have to obtain from the court system. As far as regarding any punishment, I can tell you that we did charge him with 12 counts. manufacturing various types of weapons, including assault weapons, machine guns, handguns, long guns. And just yesterday, we executed additional search warrants on his place of residence and his motor vehicle, and we recovered a few more items, several hundred rounds of ammunition, and two additional firearms. So he's facing an additional two charges, so now bringing it up to 14 charges for manufacturing various types of weapons.
Was he also manufacturing the ammo or just the weapons?
We believe both.
And is there any concern, or are you currently investigating whether he has sold any weapons and that what you found weren't the first that he manufactured?
It's still all under investigation. It's not, I can't really comment on that. It's tough to say right now.
There's a lot. Do you think there's a lot more that's going to be found at this point?
I can't speculate. We're going to continue to do our job and continue to investigate and make sure we get as many of the firearms off the street as possible.
It is one of those cases where certainly it's nice to know that you're prepared to handle it, but in your day-to-day activities, is this something that you expect to find in Sussex County, New Jersey?
You got to expect as law enforcement officers that you're gonna find crime sometimes, and whether it's Sussex County or Morris County, it's irrelevant. I think there's a criminal element. We located it, and we're gonna continue to investigate.
And thankfully, it has been located, because certainly something like that, you would imagine that the number that he was dealing with, that's more than just a do-it-yourself collector. That might have been something that, as we'll find out in future days and weeks, that maybe a lot more was going on that fortunately has been put a stop to. Learn more about the work of the Franklin Borough Police Department and anything you need to know about Franklin Borough. If you're thinking of doing some relocation, it gives you all the info about services and community that's available, franklinborough.org. Sergeant Nevin Matisuch, thanks for filling us in on this rather disturbing yet interesting case. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon.